Hi, this is Coach Craig Teagle, head coach at Huntington North Boys Viking Basketball, and you are listening to the Craig Teagle Show.
Coaches Show. I am your host, Gary Snyder. He is the head coach of the Huntington North Vikings basketball team, Craig Teagle. We are in the CNC Auto Body Studios. Coach Teagle, welcome to your own show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
How are you doing on this? We're recording on a Friday night, so whenever you're listening to this next week at some point, you'll have a reference here. But how are you doing on this fine Friday evening?
Doing well. We just got done with practice and had a little team meeting, and going to have another long practice tomorrow, and the kids will get a day and a half off. So we're getting excited about having our first game, having our first real competition.
Defending sectional champions, correct?
Yes, correct. We had a really good group last year. Had eight seniors who have graduated and went on to college, but they were a really good group. Several of them started for two or even 3 years for us. So we're going to be a little inexperienced this year, but we're excited about the season.
All right, Coach, before we get started, you know, we're new here to Huntington with Indiana Talk Sports on SB Nation Radio. So I'm sure the community knows you. I don't know you very well, so tell us about Craig Teagle.
Well, I've been coaching. I've been a head coach for 28 years and assistant varsity basketball coach for 5 years before that, 28. And I've been a head baseball coach for 5 years and was an assistant baseball coach for a year at the high school level. I've coached at I was the assistant at North Judson St. Pierre High School for Dave McCullough, who Coach McCullough is now Shenandoah, has won, I think, probably 500 games, and it's been real successful. And then I left there, and I took the casting head basketball job, was the head coach there for 5 years, moved to Knox, Indiana for 1 year as the head coach. Then I was at Jay County for 17 years before I came to Huntington, and I've been at Huntington North now. This is the start of my fifth year coaching basketball here.
So that's a long time coaching.
I'm getting up there in the age. So, it's been a blast. It's my true passion in life.
You talk about getting up there in years. I'm to the point in life, and I play college football at Ball State, and I'm to the point in life. I'm 51, and it's to the point that whether if I work out or I'm moving a lot, I hurt, or if I just sit down and get up, I hurt.
Well, us 56-year-olds would refer to you as a puppy. So, everything gets a little tougher, but there's some good things about getting older too. You get wiser.
I'm still waiting for that to kick in.
55.
Well, Coach, married, children, a little bit about your off-court life.
Yes, married for 30 years this past summer to Shelly. Shelly works in Fort Wayne at IU Health. And I have three children. I have Alexa, who is 26 and just married this past summer, and she lives in Yorktown. I have a son, Trey, who lives in Indianapolis, just graduated from Ball State. And then my youngest daughter, Lauren, is 20, and she lives in Indianapolis, works as a CNA, and then also is going to school for a business degree.
Well, quite a lineup. I actually have seven children, six girls and one boy. So
yeah.
I got one finishing up at St. Mary's College at Notre Dame, and the boy is a freshman there at Huntington North.
I couldn't afford it that, so three was plenty.
Well, you're starting your fifth season here at Huntington North. We're glad you could join us this year. We'll keep the folks updated on Huntington North basketball throughout the season. Why don't you take a few minutes, talk about your team. You talk about, you know, you're a young team this year. Why don't you just take us talk a little bit about the team and take us through the roster a little bit.
Okay, I sure will. We have two young men that played last year on the varsity level. One of them started for us. Devin Newcomb started at the point guard for us and as an off guard or shooting guard some. And so we're looking for Devin to step up his scoring this year and be a good defender for us and give us some of that senior leadership. But he had a really good junior year, and so we're hoping that he builds off that. Jordan Hollowell is the other senior. Jordan came off the bench last year and played some really good and critical minutes for us throughout the year and then had a really good sectional for us. In fact, 10-10 from the foul line in the sectional championship game to help us win that. So Jordan is experienced, as is Devin, and we're looking for them to lead us this year. Our younger guys, then, we have Sam Thompson coming up from the JV. Sammy's a junior and was one of the leading scorers on the junior varsity and pretty skilled and pretty tough kid. So he'll probably fill one of the guard slots. We have Mitch Gerber that played on the JV last year and played inside for us and the lefty, and we expect him to be a good screener, inside player for us, and a rebounder. We have Zach Hubbard, who's a sophomore that had moved up from the freshman level to play on the JV last year as a freshman, and Zach's pretty athletic, pretty quick, pretty decent skills. He's been continuing to work on his outside shooting. That's getting better, but you know, he's going to get lots of minutes for us on the varsity this year. And then Dom Cardwell is also a sophomore. Dom is a freshman, moved up and played JV last year. Dom is a post player for us, just has a really, really high motor. He works at it really hard and just battles all the time in the post for us, both offensively and defensively. So we're looking for Dom to get minutes for us. We have a couple other seniors that we think they played JV last year, but are moving up to the varsity. We look for some help from them. Jake Collins will be a perimeter player for us, play guard, real fundamentally sound, really smart, really understands our system, very hard worker for us. And then Cameron Faust, also a senior, same mold, just really gets what we're doing. He's going to come every day and give us great effort and really battle and make us a better basketball team. So those are kind of our main guys, and we look for another sophomore in Will Hotchkiss to maybe get some varsity minutes and help us out. He can play a little bit inside out. He's got a little bit of size and length. So, you know, those are kind of our main guys right now. We have Noah Zahn that's a junior that helps us a lot in practice and may get a little bit of time. And Wyatt Dorman also, that's a sophomore that's been really working hard to practice and doing some things for us. And then a Brady Shear. So, you know, I think that's kind of the 12 guys we've been working with at the varsity level. And, you know, a little inexperienced, but hopefully we'll continue to grow and develop throughout the year.
If you're just joining us here on the Craig Teagle Coaches Show, I'm your host, Gary Snyder. He is the head coach of the Huntington North Vikings varsity basketball team, Craig Teagle. Coach, for people coming to the games, what kind of game can they expect to see from the Huntington North Vikings this year? Just walk us through, you know, the type of offense, defense they can expect to see on the court.
Well, we are in motion offensive team. You know, we like to screen, move the ball, lots of ball reversals inside out. You know, our philosophy is pretty simple. We want the best shot every possession, and that could be off one pass if we can get a layup, or maybe off 12 or 15. We just want to make sure that we're taking good shots, taking care of the ball, being strong with it, showing a lot of ball toughness and poise. But you know, we usually have a three out alignment with two in, or sometimes we're four out with one in. Sometimes we're all five out, but it's all motion, it's all screening, reading defense, learning to do what the defense gives you and trying to attack that way. And then defensively, we basically are trying to do the opposite we do on the offense. Then we want to take a great shot. We want to make the opponent take a bad shot. So we try to protect the rim, keep everything in front of us. have a hand on the ball, contest shots, keep them out of the paint, build a wall around it, and make them have to shoot contested jump shots if we can. And then obviously you got to make sure that you block out and rebound. But we'll push the pace if we have it. We're a little quicker than we have been the last couple of years, but we still want to have great shot selection, and then we want to make sure that the other team really has to work to get a good shot.
All right, Coach, hey, can you hold through the break, and we'll come back and look at the week ahead as you guys open your season next Wednesday.
Yep, sounds great.
All right, you're listening to the Coach Teagle Show right here on Indiana Talk Sports on SB Nation Radio.
I'm Gary Snyder, host of the Gary Snyder Show right here on the Indiana Talks Network. When you run a digital media company, it's important all aspects of your technology works. And when it doesn't, you need a team that can figure out what's wrong and get it fixed. So when my iMac took a dive, I called Troy Office Solutions. Troy came on site, diagnosed the problem, and got it fixed fast, and most importantly, got it fixed right. So if you have a computer, server, network, or any other problems with your technology, give Troy Office Solutions a call at 260-760-4629 to get it fixed fast.
Hi, this is Gary Snyder right here at the Indiana Talks Network. We recently did some light remodeling and spring cleaning at our home and needed a dumpster. And if you haven't priced dumpsters lately from the large trash companies, don't. Give Black Creek Hauling and Contracting a call at 260-494-5364. Adam will deliver a 10, 12, or 15-yard dumpster to your home or work site and pick it up when you're finished. They're on time. They clean up. Again, give Adam at Black Creek Hauling and Contracting a call today, 260-494-5364. You can also follow them on Facebook by searching Black Creek Hauling.
Welcome back to the Craig Teagle Coaches Show right here on the Indiana Talks Sports on SB Nation Radio. But at some point, I'm going to mess that up. I am your host, Gary Snyder. He is the head coach of the Huntington North Vikings varsity basketball team. Coach Teagle, you still there?
Yes.
A lot of people take that opportunity to not be there. All right, Coach.
I am still here.
So you open up at home on Wednesday against Homestead. Historically, they've been a pretty good team. Talk about Homestead a little bit, because it seems to me like you're just skipping the frying pan and going right into the fire.
Well, the outstanding basketball team, three starters back from last year, and I think they won over 20 games last year. The Goody kid, who's a Division I recruit, Zach Kruger, who was a junior all-star, the Green Starter kid inside that's just does a great job for him. He's their real glue. And then they have an Archbold kid who is a very, very good player. His dad was an outstanding basketball player that's coming back out after sitting out last year. And then they have a Simmons kid that can really shoot it. And they have several kids. They just reload every year, and then Coach Johnson just does a great job getting them to play the right way. And whatever his personnel is, he gets them to play together. And they just are always a really strong basketball team.
So what can fans expect to see from Homestead offensively and defensively?
Well, they run a lot of ball screen motion. They're going to try to get mismatches with their bigs or their shooters, either with a guard or with our bigs. And tried to spread you out a little bit. And the Kruger kid's just so great at controlling tempo and attacking the way he needs to, getting the right people the ball. And then the Goody kid has unlimited range. I mean, you have to guard him as soon as he crosses the half-court line. And Grinsfelder is just a man inside, can really power through you, and a great offensive rebounder, one of the best I've ever seen. So they're going to run ball screen motion mainly and just try to get mismatches. And then on the other end, they've typically been a man-to-man team and kind of fight through screens and do a great job that way. But every once in a while, they'll play a little 2-3 zone and may see some 2-2-1 full-court pressure and have a little 1-3-1 half-court trap they throw at you every once in a while, too.
All right. So you don't take like what Alabama or Ohio State does in football and schedule the cupcakes first, do you?
No, I tell you, it's a really good rivalry. And it's been a pretty good game since I've been here. I'm hoping that continues, but their experience really, really scares me. Plus, again, they're probably a top five or top 10 team in the state of Indiana.
Well, the nice thing about rivalries, and a lot of people say some games are rivalries when I don't think they really are. A rivalry is when each team wins every so often. And that seems to be the case when you guys go up against Homestead.
Yeah, this is a huge rivalry game. Some of it's because it's 18 or 20 miles away from each school. But they've been pretty good ever since I've been here at Huntington. And in fact, we played them in the session lives at Jake County. And we've been pretty decent since I've been here. So it hasn't exactly went back and forth. We've got a couple of victories, but they've kind of owned us a little bit. So we're hoping to find a way to stick with them and make an interesting game on Wednesday night.
Well, again, at least you're getting some wins out of it. I mean, it's
yeah.
You know, when I went to Frankfort High School, I'm a hot dog.
Oh, okay.
One of our rivals, and I didn't play basketball, but one of our rivals was usually Lebanon or Lafayette Harrison,
yeah.
And we never beat them. But, you know, I can't understand why our coach still considered them a rival.
Yeah.
All right, so you got a tough matchup on Wednesday. On Saturday, you traveled to Mississinewa. What can people expect from Mississinewa?
Well, another tough matchup. Last year, we only beat them by 5, I believe, here at our place, and they got their best players back. So, Anthony Horton that plays the point for them. That's a really, really good player. Can get to the rim really well. A Campbell kid that's a really good driver for him. Was a really good football player for him too. McClone kid that also drives a strong physical, can post or score that way. And then they have a kid that's just going to be a junior that's as good a shooter as I've seen for a while. He reminds me of the Holloway kid that we had here a few years ago. He can shoot it anytime from anywhere and just an outstanding shooter. So that's going to be a tough one on the road for us.
What can the people expect to see from Mississinewa if they're making the trip south offensively and defensively?
They're going to push you hard in trans. They do a lot of trying to dribble drive and kick to shooters. They will do a little bit of isolation with their dribbler or their post player and a little bit of ball screen. And then defensively, they've typically been manned, but I have seen them do some zone and try to mix it up into some trapping or some full court. So, you know, early in the year, you just don't know. They may be trying some things out that to see where they are for later. But it'll be a real challenge down there. It seems like every time we go down there, it's a tight game.
Now, you talk a little bit about your youth and inexperience. Do you let that be an excuse for not playing well?
No, absolutely not. The number one thing that we've talked to this team about a lot is just effort. You know, we're a team that's going to have to play harder than the other team every night just to compete. If we don't do that, we're not going to be able to win very many games. So you're really playing against yourself. How hard can you go? How well can you execute? And, you know, we can't make any excuses. We're a little inexperienced, but they've been in the program now for 4 years. They know what our expectations are and so know what our goals are and, you know, how we're trying to accomplish them. So no excuses. We just got to go out there and execute and play harder than another team.
How important is that these kids have had one coach pretty much at the varsity level for the last 4 years? How important is that? Because when you look at other sports or even the football team, you know, a lot of these kids are on their third head football coach. How important is to have that stability there in the program?
Well, I think it's really important. Now, some of them probably wish they had another basketball coach, but I think it's really important because they, as they're in the system, you know, the system's not changing year to year. They know the structure of it and what we're trying to get done and why we're trying to get it done and how we're trying to get it done. You know, they don't have to forget what they've just learned, and now they have to learn a new offense or a new defense. I mean, we're always going to be a man-to-man defensive team. We're always going to be a motion offensive team. So I think it helps a lot.
All right, Coach, anything else you want to mention before we let you run today?
No, I appreciate getting to do the show with you. I think that's great, and we have some listeners, and, I think it's important that this will give them a chance to hopefully understand some of the things that we're trying to get done on the floor and how we're doing them. And then I think it's great exposure for our team and our program. And we've got really good kids here. I really like the kids I've coached and the team I have.
You know, and I'm going to tell you, I'm just throwing it out there right now. You have a pretty high bar because the football coaches show with Coach Prescott was a hit. Matt Hines, boy, on the girls' side, he is bringing in the listeners like there's no tomorrow. So the bar is pretty high.
Well, I can tell you, I don't have as good a personality as either one of those guys, so I don't know if we'll reach the bar.
All right. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're listening to the Craig Teagle Coaches Show right here on Indiana Talk Sports on SB Nation Radio.